meditate upon this message. I will get to that in just a moment, but I want to just rehearse for you a verse that we have focused on here not too long ago. It's found in 1 Peter 1. Some of you could quote the gist of this verse. In verse 18, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Many of my remarks today will focus on our moms, but I cannot get too far away from helping all of us to consider Calvary even one more time. Not because it's a new message, but because it's the only message that can rescue and save anybody from anything. And so even though it's Mother's Day, we're going to look at the cross, because in the cross, there is hope for every mom. And yes, indeed, in the cross, there is hope for everyone. Amen. Isaiah the prophet said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We focus on the cross here at Heaven View quite a lot because everything changes because of the cross. There is still power in the blood of Jesus to reach for every person that is here. And I think it's important to note that even on Mother's Day, there are needs in the congregation. But the answer to those needs is Jesus Christ and the work of Calvary becoming real in the lives of people. So now look with me to John chapter 19. Just for a few moments, let's look at the cross, because someone here today needs to see it one more time. Picking up at verse 16, speaking of the Lord, it says, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. They took Jesus, and they led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst, in the middle. And then the scripture says the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, they took his garments, basically left him hanging there naked. They made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. The coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but let's cast lots for it. While he dies for the sins of humanity, let's gamble for what little he has left in terms of earthly possessions, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did." I know it's Mother's Day, and I know there is an aspect of the cross that is not very pretty, but you know what? It is still very powerful. And I feel like the Lord would have every mom to know and every person to know that there is a miracle for you on Mother's Day if you can take another look at the cross. I'm saying there are so many gifts that moms might receive from all of those that love them, and that's wonderful, and it's a part of this special day. But what if God had noted on the calendar, as though there even is a calendar in heaven, but you understand what I mean. What if the Lord knew who was going to be here on this Mother's Day Sunday, and he prepared a gift for you that doesn't fit in a box, and it can't be bought at the store, but he would have me remind you that if you focus on the cross today, your life can be changed. A powerful work can be done, and you can receive what you need before you leave here in the next few moments. Now, I have to be very transparent with you and say, I was not thinking about the cross for a message for Mother's Day. In fact, because I preach about the cross quite a bit, someone I was talking to said, are you going to preach about the cross again? And I don't think they were trying to get me to get off the cross. I mean, what else is there? But they're just curious, you know, Mother's Day, can you? And so, you know, the way I think and the way I pray and the way the Lord has used me, even on Mother's Days in the past, I really felt like I would come to you with a good Mother's Day message. In fact, the one I'm not going to preach would have been fun. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be babies. I think I just preached that one. But the reality is, with all the directions that we could head in, I felt like the Lord said, let the people see the cross. And let the mamas in particular take another look at the cross. We don't ever want to get very far from the cross. And so I'm reading the verses and I'm meditating upon scripture and upon this day. And so I see in the tragedy of Calvary a promise for every mom that's here. Look back to John 19, and you'll see what I mean. Verse number 25. And we've read about the gore. We've read about the ugly. We've read about the tragedy. But look at this in verse 25. Now there stood by the cross. There stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Think about Mama staying by the cross for just a moment. She's older now. Perhaps there's some wrinkles. Maybe her hair's even a little bit gray, her hands even a little bit calloused. But there's Mary, the mother of Jesus, and she's staying by the cross. I wonder what she's thinking about. I wonder if her mind goes all the way back to the beginning, that rough road to Bethlehem. There, as the labor pains are beginning, she's being taken and led into a town where there's no room for them to stay. And then she might think about the stable, the spectacle of what happened when the baby Jesus was laid in a manger. Perhaps she would fast forward in her mind as she recollects all of this as when they had to flee to Egypt because of the concern for the well-being of this new child. Or perhaps she remembers when he was on the edge of being a teenager and there was panic in Jerusalem because Mom thought Dad had Jesus and Dad thought Mom had Jesus. That'll preach. I'm telling you, I had other things to preach about today. And sure enough, they found Jesus in the temple. And there he was, just giving them a taste of what was to come. A lot of water under the bridge. A lot of memories fast-forwarding through her mind. But there is Mama standing by the cross. What about the day when he came in from the carpenter's shop? He had left work early and he came in and took off his tools, whatever the case may be. He had heard about John the Baptist already preaching in the wilderness. And he looked in the eyes of his mom with that look that they both knew, it's time. And he said goodbye. And everything changed from that moment forward. What I'm saying is that it's amazing and remarkable to consider what's going through the mind of this mama. And even with all the confusion, she stays by the cross. There's a message in that for a mom today. Think about it if you will, because my goodness, the miraculous impartation into Mary's life that changed her forever. Remember, she's the one that heard the voice from the angel, and she was the one that experienced the Holy Spirit overshadowing her and something being born in her. And she's the one that could say, yes, I know that my life and my family was in the very will of God, but nothing could prepare her for this moment and this anguish. But something about this little lady, I will stay by the cross. It doesn't make sense, and I can't figure it out. But John records, look at it again, verse 25. There stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. I have a word for a mama today. And you know what? It's not that complicated. But there's a mom in this place that you need to hear what God is saying to you. He's saying, stay by the cross. There's a mama somewhere in this crowd that's facing situations that perhaps you never thought you would face, and feeling emotions you never thought you would feel. And there's certain circumstances you wish you could have avoided, but here you are, and you're stuck with life the way it is. And the word from the Lord is so simple, but is so clear. When life hands you something that you did not expect, stay by the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, I'll just say this. It's possible that beyond our moms today, every person in this sanctuary could look at a situation right now that seems hopeless or seems like, man, this is horrible and I wish it would be different and you don't have a clue and nobody else knows what to do to help you. But perhaps you could grab a hold of faith that right now that says, no matter what I'm going through, I will stay by the cross. No matter how this feels, I will stay by the cross. Hey, can I fast forward a little bit to the end of the message? If you stay for the death, you will experience the resurrection. It's not over for you. If you will stay with faith in God through the pain and through the anguish and through the heartache, stay by the cross. Praise God. Whatever you do, don't give up on the cross. Give up on people. Give up on society. But don't give up on Calvary. Stay by the cross. It's Mother's Day, and there's a lot of reasons to rejoice. Certainly, we should and we do honor our moms. But heartbreaks don't take holidays. And setbacks don't step back on special days. It's Mother's Day, but somebody needs a word from God. It's Mother's Day, but somebody's fighting hell on earth, and they don't know what to do next. And God said, please tell the people, stay by the cross. Somebody got news in the last week or two of a health situation, and the message is, stay by the cross. Someone just found out, man, I thought my family situation was getting better, but it looks like it's getting worse. Stay by the cross. Someone said, preacher, I've been up to that altar a dozen times, and my financial need has not improved at all. I'm in desperate straits. Let me tell you something. Stay by the cross. There's something about it that if you stay by the cross, God is going to come through for you. I want you to look with me to the book of Luke for just a moment. This is so important. It's so simple, but it's so important. Look at Luke chapter 2 when Jesus as a baby is presented to the man of God in the temple. And Simeon prophesies, look at verse 34. Mary and Joseph are there with the baby Jesus. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. This life is going to change every life. This Jesus has a divine purpose, a divine destiny. And in part of the prophecy, look at verse 35. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. I want to apply that to motherhood for just a moment. I know this may sound kind of silly or trite, but you'll understand what I mean to say. Motherhood is not all sunshine and roses. Sometimes it feels like moonshine and runny noses. That's corny because it's original. But there is a lot of times when mama knows what it's like to feel her heart being pierced. And that was the prophecy that was given of Jesus. There he is as a baby, and mama, you need to know it's not always going to be easy. Mama, you need to know there's going to be some rough days. Mama, you need to know there's going to be some times that no matter what you do and how hard you work and how often you pray, sometimes your heart is going to be pierced. There are trials that pierce the soul of moms that are here today. And I beg you, don't blame yourself and don't blame others. Just stay by the cross. You say, well, I prayed and I fasted and I brought them to church and it's a big mess now. Stay by the cross. Don't blame yourself. Don't shame yourself. Just stay by the cross. Because there is a good chance that right at this very moment, those prayers that have been offered up as a memorial before God, he is working on your behalf. And what he needs you to hear today is just stay by the cross. Even though your heart is pierced, even though your soul is broken, stay. Is there anybody that can raise their hand and say, hey, I'm a witness, pastor. I went through the trial, but I stayed by the cross. I lost everything, but I stayed by the cross. Oh, could you lift your voice as you clap your hands as if to build faith for somebody today? No matter what you're going through, stay, stay, stay. Now, I got to pause here for just a minute. And this is a little something you may not have thought of up until this point in this message. But isn't it interesting that it's just women staying by the cross? I won't preach this on Father's Day. But some of those men failed to man up at the very critical moment when somebody should have been standing with Jesus. Maybe they were all talk. You know, I don't think that happens too much with the ladies, but sometimes, men, we got to talk the talk, don't we? But sometimes it's just talk. Somebody's got to stay by the cross through the sickness and through the setback and through the heartache and through the confusion. Stay by the cross. And again, I won't preach this on Father's Day, but the men were nowhere to be found. Now, how many of you women know that's just how it is sometimes? You're so polite not to say amen. But with all of the fear that even drove men of God away, oh, there's something about a mama. Oh, no, I'm not going to leave that baby. I'm not going to leave that life. There's something about a mama. I will stay when nobody else stays. I will believe when nobody else believes. I will trust. Come on, I'm trying to get a message to a mama today. You've got what it takes to stay by the cross and see the miracle. And if you're not a mama, if you got the Holy Ghost, you can hang in there too. But here's the thing. If you look in 1 John 4, verse 18, the scripture says, there is no fear in love, But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Where does that kind of love come from? We love him because he first loved us. If you're going to stay by the cross, it's not because every day is a good day. It's going to be because you realize he loves me so much. I'm just going to keep loving him. If you're going to stay by the cross, it's not going to be because you always get the raise or you always get the promotion or you're going to live in the big house on the hill. None of that may be true, but if you ever get a revelation of how much he loves you, that he loved you enough to die for you, when that revelation gets in your soul, come hell or high water, you're going to stay by the cross. Hey, don't stay in the church because I love you. Stay in the church because he loves you. Don't live for God because you got friends that love you. Live for God because Jesus loves you. Stay by the cross, mama. Sometimes we are all so quick to make excuses why we're going to drift back a little bit. We're so quick to make excuses why, well, I just don't do what I do anymore because, well, you know, people did this and... It's about loving Jesus. It's about Jesus loving you. And if you're ever going to stay by the cross, it's going to be because you got a revelation. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And even though I go through trouble and trial, I'm going to stay by the cross. Praise God. Because no matter what you're going through, whether you've done it to yourself or somebody else has done it to you, Jesus will keep loving you. And if you just keep loving him, you will overcome. If you stay by the cross, don't be afraid. Resurrection is coming. Don't give up. Resurrection is coming. Don't quit now. The miracle is on the way. Can you say in Jesus' name? So I preach to somebody today, if you are facing a circumstance where it feels like all hope is gone, in just a moment I'm going to have you come to the altar as if you're making a commitment. I will stay by the cross. And I feel like if you will make a commitment to him, he will make a commitment to you today. If you will stay with me, I will stay with you. And what looks like a death is going to be a resurrection if you stay by the cross. Would you raise your hands as if to say, you know what? I'm going to claim that for my family today. I'm going to claim that for my kids today. I'm going to claim that for my impossible situation today. I'm going to claim that for my miracle today. I'm going to stay by the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. Musicians are coming. Look one more time at John 19. After verse 25, where we see the mother staying by the cross, this verse says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, John the beloved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. And then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. We all know enough about the Bible to know that at that moment, Jesus was fulfilling the very exact purpose for which he came to this earth. Nobody killed him. He laid down his life for the sins of every single one of us. You talk about mission critical. That is the moment that matters more than any other moment. But note with me that at the moment when he was fulfilling the mission that was more important than any other mission that ever was or ever shall be, he noticed there's a mama standing by the cross. And even though I've got a mission that is way beyond one little mama, I cannot ignore that mama that's staying by the cross. I'm telling you, this service has been designed so that anybody that's here that has never put their faith in Jesus will put their faith in Jesus today. If anybody in this building has never repented, you can repent today. If you've never been baptized, in Jesus' name, the water is ready. The robes are ready. You must be baptized in Jesus' name. And if you've never been filled with the Spirit, if you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, this service is designed so that you can experience what God has for you. But what I think is awesome about Jesus, even though that is the mission, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, salvation for the lost, even though that is the mission, he will not ignore a mama that may have a need that she thinks nobody else cares about. May have a need that she thinks, God, why should I even bring this to you? There's so many more important things that are going on right now. But the Lord would say to you, even though he is on a mission to save the planet, he will never ignore a mama staying by the cross. He will never ignore a mama that when everybody in the house has gone to bed, she's found a quiet place and she's praying with tears. Oh, God, save my family. Oh, God, rescue my kids. I know you may think the Lord has other important business to tend to, but if you will stay by the cross, he will care for what you care for. In the midst of all of the other mission, and that is a promise for every mom and for everyone that will say today, Jesus, no matter what I'm going through, I will stay by the cross. Would you stand and raise your hands if you feel comfortable praying that way and say, Jesus, I'm one of those that's going to stay by the cross. In your own way, however you connect with Jesus, connect with him now. Jesus, I will stay by the cross. However you let the Lord know that this message is your opportunity to commit your confidence in him, would you pray, Jesus, I will stay by the cross. When I face my darkest day, I will stay by the cross. When I go through my deepest struggle, I will stay by the cross. No matter what people think or say, I will stay by the cross. Come on, if you've lost a family member, stay by the cross. If you have kids that are not serving the Lord, stay by the cross. If your body is filled with disease, stay by the cross. If there's a financial need that's rocked your world, stay by the cross. Or if for many reasons Mother's Day is not a happy day, stay by the cross. In Jesus' name, if you have faced the death of a dream, this service is for you. If you will stay by the cross, resurrection is coming. If you feel like you've faced the death of a promise, this moment is for you. If you stay by the cross, there's going to be a resurrection. We're going to open up this service or this altar to anyone. But I'm looking for some moms that will come first and say, I'm just a testimony of a mom that's going to stay by the cross. No matter what's happening or what does happen, I'm going to lead the way today as a mom that's going to stay by the cross. I will stay by the cross through the pain. I will stay by the cross through the heartache. I will stay by the cross through the struggle. I will stay by the cross. Look at this beautiful, beautiful gathering of women of God, moms, mothers in Zion. I wonder, before anybody else moves, you would stretch a hand in the direction of the front of this building and you would pray, oh God, whatever these mamas are praying about, whatever these mamas are doing in their testimony of faith, oh God, we see sons and daughters coming home. We see loved ones being rescued. We see miracles. Come on, now everybody that wants to come and receive something from God, would you come behind behind these mamas, and would you lift your voice and say, I will stay by the cross. Elders, come on, elders and ministers, help us pray for these mamas. Come on, elders and ministers, help us pray for others that are here today that need a miracle on Mother's Day, that need an answer to prayer on Mother's Day, that need a victory on Mother's Day.